We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Pretty difficult when you're trying to look and find somebody that was in a similar situation to the situation that Tom Brady was in. But we found a guy who played with the big fella over here at one point, and it's the Hall of Famer, Warren Moon, who joins us live right now on the Harbor One Hotline. Hey, Warren, how are you?
Gentlemen, how you guys doing today?
We're doing great.
What's up, man? Good.
So you tell us, at age 40, you went from Minnesota to Seattle, and you hooked up with Fourier over here.
Fourier.
And then you went from there to Kansas City when you were 43. So we're trying to figure out, what do you think it's like if Tom Brady, who's been here for 20 years, gets up and leaves and goes to a totally different team at an advanced age?
Well, I was doing pretty good at 40 until I met Fourier, and then my career went downhill from there. Next thing you know, I'm out of the league.
blame that on Gonzalez. That's not me.
I was never a drinker until I met that guy. And all of a sudden, boom.
Thanks for the promo.
We had fun, though.
I think for Tom, he's been in the same system, basically a system that's been built for him over the last 20 years. And he's mastered that system that he knows every nuance about it. He knows all the little intangibles in it. He knows everything about it because he helped develop it. And for him to go to another system at this point in his career, you would think, and I think that's what's making a lot of these coaches successful these days in the NFL. They're not making these quarterbacks fit into some type of system that they're not accustomed to. So if he goes to a team that I'm sure he's going to talk about this, they're going to create a system like he's used to having there in New England that's fit for him, that's going to make him feel comfortable. And if you're a smart offensive coordinator, you're going to do that for any quarterback, whether he's a young guy or whether he's an old guy. So you would hope that they would try and develop a system that Tom has been used to over the course of his career, so the transition will not be that difficult for him.
Yeah, and I think that's my issue with it. I feel like, changing teams and learning a new system has been greatly exaggerated. Because, okay, you've been in one system, you learn a new system, you just figure it out. So when you went from Minnesota to Seattle, I mean, how long did it take you before you said, okay, I know this like the back of my hand? Like, I'm not only do I know the players around me, what they're capable of doing, but I understand where the offensive coordinator wants me to put the ball.
Yeah, that's the biggest key is learning your players more so than learning the system. You can learn the system because most systems are pretty much the same. The terminology might change or the way you call plays might change, but most of the route combinations and things like that are pretty much the same. The protections are the same thing as well, but you have different words that give you those terms. So as long as you learn those new terms, you shouldn't have any problem really learning a new offense, but I think the big thing is learning your personnel and learning what guys like to do, how they come out of their breaks, what do they do in certain situations, who do you feel comfortable with, who do you trust to go to on third down, all those different things that it takes a while to do. And it took me probably, three or four games into the season before I really started feeling comfortable with who I could go to in different situations and what guys I feel comfortable with. And, having a guy like Chris Carter when I went to Minnesota made it a lot easier because he was a very, very good receiver. He was a very disciplined receiver. He worked hard in practice. And I like guys who work hard in practice because the picture you get in practice is what you're going to get in the game. And if guys are going full speed in practice every day, in the game it's going to be pretty much the same. So that's what I loved about playing with him when I went to Minnesota. It made the transition a little bit easier.
All right, we're talking to Hall of Famer Warren Moon. And Warren, so Tom Brady's accomplished so much already, right? 42. I mean, he's done it all, right? He won 6 Super Bowls. But when you went from, at first, Houston to Minnesota, then Minnesota to Seattle, I was talking about how it can kind of motivate him. Something else, right? A difference, a change, revigorate him, whatever you want to call it. Like, he's been around for so long, but all of a sudden he's going to feel a lot younger somewhere else. Would you agree with that or not?
I don't know if he'll feel younger, but like you said, he'll feel reinvigorated. He'll feel like it's a new challenge, something that he can put in front of him to say, hey, let me see if I can do this without that, without the New England Patriots logo in the background. I can do it for another organization. I can do it for another team. I can do it for another coach. I can do it for another offensive coordinator. And sometimes that's what the motivation is, to see if you can do it somewhere else, because he's been in that one place for so long, that's all he really knows. And he's also going to be courted by a lot of people that he's never been courted by before. You remember when he came out of college, he was a 6th-round draft pick, so he wasn't somebody that was really highly coveted when he came out of college. So the next time that he's really being coveted by people is now, and that's 20 years later. So I think he's going to get a chance to experience that, as far as people whining and dining him and telling him how great he is and showing what they can do for him in that city. And then also the challenge of, like we talked about, going to another team and seeing if he can take that team to another level.
What changes in your body and being beaten up on a regular basis when you're 41, 42, 43? Now, you're a different generation, and Brady has had different, maybe some different techniques, but people marveled at what you were able to do at your age. But what were you really feeling?
Well, it just takes a little bit longer to recover, depending on how physical the game was you played the week before. Some games are more physical than others, and I had a repetition and a program that I went through every week to get myself ready to play, and I added on to that pretty much every year that after I turned 35 years old, just to try and make sure I was taking care of my body, getting my massages, getting my my chiropractic work. I did a lot of weightlifting throughout the week to get my body ready again. So I trained probably more than most quarterbacks did during that time to get myself ready to play again, knowing that I was going to throw the ball more than most quarterbacks. And so that means I was going to probably take a little bit more punishment. So it was something that was natural for me. But like I said, depending on what game it was, it might take you, instead of maybe by Wednesday feeling good, you might not feel good till Thursday. Then all of a sudden you're getting ready to play a game again in a couple of days.
All right, so Warren, your agent was Lee Steinberg. You guys are still great friends. And I'm curious to know, when Lee was negotiating with Houston for a new contract, or Minnesota, or even when he went to Seattle, did he ever kind of factor in, like, the moon factor? I call it that. Okay, you get more than just a quarterback. You get a CEO. You get the face of a franchise. You get, ticket sales. You get excitement. When he was trying to negotiate for you, did he use that as a way to add value to what you would get paid? Or was it just quarterback Warren Moon?
Yeah, he tried to use that, especially like when I went from Minnesota to Seattle, because I had been in Seattle as far as going to college there. I had lived there, so people knew me there. So there was a fan factor as far as bringing people to the stadium, that type of thing. But it was always used against you too, your age. Okay, you're 40 years old. How much money are we going to give a guy who's that age, and how long are we going to invest in a guy who's that age? And that was my biggest problem as I got older. Even though I was having success different places at an older age, they still use that against you, because they never knew at what point your skills were going to fall off and you weren't going to be able to play at that same level, or if you were going to get hurt. So those are the things that were used against you the most.
When we were talking about Tom and what he's looking for if he does leave, and you could sort of just say everything, right? But for me, it's so hard to win a championship. Like, there's no guarantees no matter where you go. If I'm him, I'm going somewhere where I have some toys and I could put up some big numbers and sort of prove that last year wasn't me. Maybe it was the people around me or whatever. I think that seems to be, or could be, important at that age of 43 to show people I can still sling it like I did 2-3 years ago. Do you agree?
Yeah, there's no question. As a quarterback, you've got to have weapons around you because you're only as good as the weapons around you. And you can't catch the ball, you know, for yourself, and you can't block people for yourself. So you have to be in a situation where you know your offensive line is at least decent, and you got to have some weapons that are going to help make your job a little bit easier, especially as you get to be older, because you're not going to be able to do some of the things that you used to do. You're probably not going to be able to sling it down the field as much as you used to on a consistent basis, and you're not going to move around as well as you did when you were, say, maybe 35, 36, 37 years old. So you've got to get the ball out of your hands just a little bit quicker and have guys that you can deliver the football too quickly so you don't have to take any wear and tear and pounding on your body. So, yeah, all those things come into play, and I'm sure he's looking at all those different situations and all those different personnel groupings as he looks around the league on where he might want to play.
It's going to be fascinating to see how it plays out. Warren Moon, we thank you for coming on. By the way, Warren Moon played his first game in the NFL at 28. You were undrafted. You played in the CFL, right? How many years
in
the CFL? And
6.
Unbelievable. Do you ever look at it when you were playing in the NFL and said, boy, I wish I had played those first 6 years in the NFL?
You know, it would have been nice, but you just never know if you would have played all those years because I could have been behind some veteran somewhere and sat with a baseball hat on. So you never know. I had a great experience when I was in Canada, and we won a lot of football games, so that was great. But, yeah, you always look back and say, what if? But you just never know what if was.
It's pretty amazing. Has anybody started their career in the NFL at age 28 that's in the NFL Pro Football Hall of Fame right now?
It's amazing. 17 season. Imagine if some of these, like Mahomes is like, I don't know, 21 or 22 or something like that.
Yeah, these are babies. I had some really good years up there I could have used down here, but that's just the way it went during that time. So there's nothing I can do about it now. I had a great career up there. I had a great career down here, and I have no regrets.
Oh, you already said you had a regret playing with Fournier.
Oh,
you forgot
it.
That already.
That's
a bad, what the hell are you talking about?
I reinvigorated
him. All the work had really been done before I met him.
Geez.
So,
Warren,
that was good. Everything else was gravy.
Warren, thank you very
thanks,
much.
Warren.
We appreciate it, man. Thanks.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. Christian, let's get together soon, man.
Let's do it.
All right,
I'm here. I'm let's go. Northwest, here I come.
There you go, Hall of Famer Warren Moon right here on OMF.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.TV. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.TV to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.